Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
What a week!
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Man, you wouldn't want your EKG to match the roller coaster ride the markets have been on this week. After it seemed that Wall Street had found its footing on Wednesday, the market promptly dropped 200 points yesterday within minutes of opening before getting most of that back. This morning, the market in Shanghai closed up, but the Nikkei in Japan slid 1.3%. Yesterday, the Dow finally closed down only 34 points to 12,234. The Nasdaq slipped 11 points to 2,404. And the S&P gave up 3 points. It's at 1,403. A big story yesterday was the breakup of a huge insider trading ring. 13 people were arrested. Many were current and former employees of big Wall Street firms such as UBS Securities and Morgan Stanley. The Securities and Exchange Commission called it a brazen scheme that netted about $15 million. Microsoft is facing further heavy fines for failing to comply with an antitrust ruling in Europe. The European Commission says the company is still abusing its dominance in the market for server software. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
This is the longest-running battle in the history of Europe's competition authority. Microsoft was found guilty of breaking EU competition law almost 3 years ago. The company was fined $600 million and then a further $350 million for failing to comply with the ruling. Now the Commission is threatening more fines. It says that Microsoft has been ordered to share data with its competitors, but the company has asked an unreasonably high price for doing so. Commission spokesman Jonathan Todd says Microsoft is being obstructive. It's an unprecedented situation, he says.
We've never before been confronted by a company that has dragged its feet in this manner in terms of coming into line with an antitrust decision of the Commission.
Microsoft has accused the Commission of being unreasonable, but the Commission has given the company 4 weeks to reply and says if it's not satisfied, it could impose an additional fine of $4 million a day. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Homeland Security has given states a little more time to comply with new regulations on how they issue driver licenses. The new rules are designed to make a driver's license a more reliable form of ID. But Pat Loeb tells us states have balked at the short timeline and large expanse of the new rules.
Congress passed the Real ID Act 2 years ago as an anti-terrorism measure. It required states to adopt uniform security standards for their licenses by May 2008. But the Department of Homeland Security didn't issue guidelines on those standards until yesterday. Congress was threatening to hold up new anti-terror measures unless states got more time to comply. So the department extended the deadline to January 1, 2010. But states still have concerns. The California Department of Motor Vehicles, for instance, estimates the new rules will cost the state $500 million. Spokesman Mike Miranda says the state also worries that some provisions could harm its citizens' privacy.
We're not going to implement anything that will be in conflict with any of our privacy laws here.
Homeland Security says states can opt out of the regulations, but then their driver's licenses wouldn't be accepted for things like air travel or entry to federal courthouses. I'm Pat Loeb for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. Science and Technology Reports are supported by Boston Scientific, committed to delivering what's next in medical technology to help clinicians improve and extend lives. BostonScientific.com. Sustainability coverage supported by Calvert, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices. Calvert.com.
It wasn't that long ago that menopause wasn't discussed much in public or private either, actually, but times are changing. Around 37 million American women are between 44 and 64 years old. There's a growing number of products on the market to help them get through this period of time in their lives smiling, although not everyone is. We get more from Ashley Milne-Tite.
Classical musician Kari Epstein was an unlikely inventor for a board game about menopause. That is, until she experienced her first hot flash at the age of 43. With that visitation came inspiration.
A huge light bulb that this was a good idea, a good way to hopefully teach women a little bit, but in a fun way.
So Hot Flash, the menopause game, was born. Players need to make it to hormone-free haven, but Weepy Way, Insomnia Isle and Lustless Lane loom along the way. Since Epstein introduced the game 2 years ago, she sold 8,000 copies. She hears regularly from fans, but still hasn't made a profit. That's not true of all areas of the menopause market. There's Menopause the Musical. Whether you're a sister or whether you're a mother, you're staying awake, see the sunrise breaking and you're up cooking bacon and you're staying awake, staying awake. The critics have panned it, but the show's expected to bring in $42 million this year from San Francisco to Cape Town. Musicals not your thing? Female entrepreneurs are selling sleepwear that combats the effects of night sweats and other clothing celebrating this formerly underplayed stage of life. How about a nightshirt with Hot Mama across the chest? Mary Lou Quinlan runs marketing company Just Ask a Woman.
I think that women have a sense of humor when they talk about this.
Not everyone finds it funny. The American Menopause Foundation says it's ridiculous and offensive to market such frivolous products and that the money would be much better spent on menopause research. Others worry about all the products lining health food store shelves that claim to soothe menopausal symptoms. Barbara Kantrowitz and Pat Wingert say there's no evidence they work. The pair wrote the menopause book, Is It Hot in Here or Is It Me? Still, Kantrowitz says, while snake oil is one thing, peddling entertainment or clothing is fine by her.
It's not a surprise at all to me that women would look at their lives now and say, wait a minute, there's a need here, and they'll try and fill it.
Still, marketer Mary Lou Quinlan says not every woman will buy the T-shirt.
Even being interviewed by you about this topic makes me squirm a little bit because you don't want to personally identify with it. You really don't.
If you are laughing, don't expect the guys to laugh with you. Kantrowitz's co-author Pat Wingert says all she had to do was bring up the topic of their book to a man.
And they would think of an excuse to get away from me as quickly as they could. They would flee from the room.
Any men left at the breakfast table? In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.